Over the last 10 years, poverty levels for Arkansas students have increased 12% according to data from the U.S. Department of Education. Now 57% of public school students are considered low income because they receive free or reduced lunch. Gary Ritter, professor of education policy at UA, says the statistic factored into the state's 2010 report card on public schools because it's so critical to how well a child is performing.
When we look at our test scores, we're doing fine with our advantaged kids. I mean, some schools are doing better than others, no doubt, but the kids were really failing, if anyone, are the poorest students.
Surprising that states' efforts on this front haven't made progress, considering that the state is focused on moving up academic rankings.
We have a higher than average poverty rate. We serve more poverty students proportionally than do most states across the country. And it's well known in social science research that kids in poverty face additional challenges and their academic achievement is accordingly lower.
I would say it starts from the first day they enter kindergarten.
Laura West is a sixth grade humanities teacher at Hot Springs Intermediate School. Hot Springs Intermediate has 80% of students receiving free or reduced lunch.
Usually the students that's families are more affluent. They've had books in the home. They've been read to. A lot of them already know their colors and alphabet when they start. Whereas students that come from households of poverty, usually they do not have those advantages. And so it just seems like they get farther and farther behind every year.
West tries to compensate with low reading levels by using lots of visual aids and videos and finishing most reading assignments in class. West says that like many other teachers, she is also purchasing school supplies out of pocket because her students simply can't afford them. She says that because most things that leave her room don't return, she tries to have all homework done in class.
I am shocked that they volunteer, you know, that they're on food stamps and that, you know, and the mom's in jail. I'm surprised, but it is very accepted. I mean, it doesn't seem to be an embarrassment issue at all.
Hot Springs Intermediate is trying to give extra help to low-income students through after-school programs, mentoring, and even backpacks full of food. So is a school in Little Rock, Otter Creek Elementary. The principal, Donna Hall, says 69% of students there are considered low-income. Hall says the responsibility facing teachers is not just to educate.
If you can take care of the hunger, the way they look, one may come in with a scratch, had an accident at home or something. Some of them even come in, may need the dentist. We try to work that out, you know. It's so much, you know what I mean, in order to get through to the kid, to reach him academically.
Of the 90 students that attended their after-school program last year, nearly all showed academic growth. Otter Creek's improvement among low-income students is not the norm for Arkansas. Ritter says administrators and educators in Arkansas need to be willing to take more risks to do whatever it takes to help disadvantaged students. Ritter says that while most teachers in the state are good, the best ones need to be found and put in front of low-income students.
We need to do this because sticking with our current patterns and making sure we uphold our current requirements and rules seems less important than making sure we serve the neediest kids.
I'm Beth McAvoy.